Brother Terry said, I don't know if you heard it, but Brother Terry said he hoped it went well. I do too. Here's what we do know. We know that if the Lord is in the matter and the Lord is present with us, then things will go well, no matter what I say. It's good to be at Martinsburg. I haven't been here in a long time. I haven't seen a lot of y'all in a long time. You don't have to turn away because there ain't too many of us here. I haven't seen you in a long time, but it's good to see you. It really is. And I'm thankful to be here. I'm thankful to be at this church that I have known over the years. A lot of memories in and out of this building. A lot of dear brethren that have gone on that aren't here anymore. I'm thankful that that the memories that I have here are not just of the ones of the natural world also, though. Right? That when we have these memories that we have, the memories that we have are the spiritual memories, the times of fellowship, the sound of the gospel that was preached and has been preached from that pulpit and these walls, the natural walls of themselves being nothing but the spiritual body of the church being everything.
Amen.
And that these doors are still open.
Correct.
Here on this street in Martinsburg is important.
Amen.
And as long as they are unlocked and there's somebody here to flip on the lights and open the door and praise the Lord, then we should be here. Amen. Where two or three, Brother Terry, you said it well, where two or three are gathered together, there am I in the midst. With the Lord, we might as well have a million people in here.
That's a lot.
Why? Because of something I got to say? Absolutely not, but because of what the Lord has given us. What the Lord is allowing us and giving us an opportunity to find some things I believe we're looking for. And that this is where you find them. This is where a lot of the answers are at. The world will have you believe otherwise. The things of the world, and that sounds like I'm saying something hateful or bad. There's nothing different between us and out there or anywhere else. We're all sinners by nature, prone to wander. And there's no difference in any of us other than what the good Lord's grace and mercy and has given us ears to hear and a heart to understand and eyes to see, that there is a peace in knowing that I'm 1,000% reliant on God for everything. That nothing I'm going to toil for on my own or go chase am I going to find. Because it's right here in what God has given us. In his truth, in his gospel. I'll try to read a text here. Ephesians 2. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might shew the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. That's Ephesians chapter 2, 1 through 9. And you hath he quickened. You, that's me. You.
Yeah.
Me. The he is Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Quickened means made alive.
Amen.
Why did he make you alive? Can you take something that's alive and make it alive again? Naturally speaking, we can't do that. You hath he quickened who were dead. You were dead. I was dead. We were dead. We had no sight. We had no, nothing worked. Not only did nothing work, we didn't know nothing worked. We don't know. As far as we know, there's nothing wrong with what we do any day of the week. We wake up, breathe, everything's fine, live life any way you want to, do whatever it is you want to. Don't care, don't worry about it. I don't remember what that's like, personally. I feel like I learned right from wrong at a very young age because I did something wrong and I got my tail beat for it. Not that I was scared through the fear, but once I learned through a couple good chastenings and understandings from my dad, who taught me in love and said, hey, there's certain things you're going to get chastened for. Why? But not because he wanted to scare me into not doing what I, because he wanted to save my life. Right? If I ran off somewhere and tried to set fire to something, which I didn't, I'm trying to speak in general terms. If I did something that was going to harm myself and he reached down and popped my rear end and that stopped me from doing it again, that's a chastening that lets me know right from wrong. I believe that's what we have, is that right from wrong. How do we know that right from wrong? It's because we're alive, we're able to hear it, we're able to see it. Dead people don't know they're wrong. Dead people don't know they're dead.
Correct.
Dead people have no idea that they're dead. The only way they know they're dead is once they've been made alive and they're able to recognize then what death is. And you hath he quickened who were dead in what? Trespasses and sins. That's the wages of sin is death. And we had a lot of them. One of them would have been enough, but we had a lot. Wherein, now that we're alive, but when we were dead, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world. The run. All we think about is the world. All we think about is the natural. What I'm going to eat, when I'm going to eat it, what I'm going to do, when I'm going to do it, what's going to make me feel good, what's going to make me feel better, what's going to fill me up, what am I going to get into now, the lust of the flesh, the way of the world. That's what the world does. It chases one thing after another after another. That's why the roads seem to run in circles, because you go down one path, it leads you to another path, and all you're doing is running. Running the course of the world. And that's what we did.
Yeah.
And that's what, I don't want to say just because now we're alive doesn't mean we don't not do that anymore. Wherein in time past ye walked, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Just hearing that's enough to know that spirit that worketh in the children of disobedience, that's not a good spirit. That's evil.
Right.
That's evil. That's when we were dead, we walked in that way. That's the dead side of life. That's the eternal separation from Christ side of life. The beautiful thing about the simplicity of the Lord is that there's a right and a wrong, and there's a heaven and a hell, and they are real. One side's this way and one side's that way. But we know you have He quickened. He made us alive. We didn't make ourselves alive. God made us alive. We were dead in trespasses and sins. We're walking in the past. We're walking to the prince of the power of the air, among whom we all had our conversation in times past and the lust of our flesh, what I was just talking about, fulfilling the desires of the flesh, exactly what I'm talking about, and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others, meaning there's no difference between us and them.
Right.
No difference between this side or that side, other than verse 4, but God.
Amen.
That's the difference. It didn't say because this side was better. It didn't say because these guys walked a little bit extra, because they came from this family and not from this family. It said, but God, who is what? Rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us. That means, even when we were dead in sins.
Yeah, even.
Even when we were dead in sins. You have to have great mercy to love something you hate. God hates sin. We couldn't dip a toe in heaven with one sin. Whatever sin that could have been. I dropped a gum wrapper on the ground that's littering. I broke the law. That one right there would have been enough. I'm not saying we ought to just go do willy-nilly whatever it is we ought to do, because one sin, I'm telling you, sin is sin.
Right.
And we have a lot of it. We have a lot of it. We're filled with it. We were born with it. We cultivate it. We grow it. We'll put it in the ground. We'll cover it with dirt. We'll put water over top of it and we'll grow it. We'll harvest it and we'll just reap it. We can do that with sin. Sin compounding upon sin, compounding upon sin. Because we sin one time when we walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Walking in the counsel of the ungodly is to hear the words, to hear the untruths, to kind of hear things that you don't, it doesn't quite go just right. I don't know if I should do that. Well, maybe you should. What's it going to hurt? What did the serpent say to Eve? God tell you, you can't eat here? You can eat here. You can eat here. If he'd have showed up looking like something, I bet, gotta watch my words, try to sin not with my tongue, it's the wrong word to use. The serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field. And he didn't come as, he doesn't present himself directly to us as an adversary.
Right.
He doesn't present himself in the form of the adversary. He presents himself as something that is beautiful. It looks like something you may want to grab a hold to.
Angel of light.
He makes it easy sometimes. He's flashy. He's tricky. He'll disguise himself as an angel of the light. He is an accuser of the brethren.
Yes, he is.
And he will do everything he can to deceive and dissuade and discourage a little child of God. And brethren, we have a God that's bigger than that.
Amen.
We have a God that's more powerful than that, who's defeated him already. He's loosed here, but just for a season. Just for a season. But God, who is rich in mercy, has to be rich in mercy for His great love wherewith He loved us. Why did He love us? Because He wanted to.
Yeah, amen.
No reason. No reason I can give you. There's no reason that made us stand out above anything. Other than what God did and looked out and said, That's my people, and it makes me happy. God does that with a lot of things. Why? Because he's God, and he's in the heavens, and he has done whatsoever he had pleased. And he will continue to do so. He made the heavens and the earth. He made the stars also. He put all of that up there. He set it in place, put the courses in line, did all of that. I don't know why there's stuff in outer space. Doesn't matter. God did it because he wanted to. It pleased him.
Amen.
We can study it all day long and call it science. That's great.
Amen.
I'm all for it. Why is it there? Because God put it there. End of story. We're moving on to the next problem. It's not a big discussion. God did it. Even when we were dead in sins, He loved us. He saw these old sinful creatures that can't stop sinning even when we want to. Paul said, even when I would do good, I still find present with everything I do. Just because we're alive don't mean we don't sin, because we're sinful creatures. But what I'm telling you is through the shed blood of Jesus Christ and what he has done for us, he's paid every sin debt that we had for me and for you and for all the elect family of God.
Amen.
He has covered it. From the front to the back. I don't know how you're supposed to say that, but I know all the way around it didn't miss a drop.
No.
It didn't miss one. Not one. It covered all of our sins, and we're all taken care of.
Amen.
So I know I don't have to count on me to get it there. Because if I got to count on me to get it there, it ain't coming home. I'm sorry, little one. I ain't trying to yell at you. I promise. I'm sorry. I ain't trying to scare you. It'd be the last thing I want to do. I'm trying to tell you, I'm excited to tell you that there is a good Lord in heaven who takes care of things for us when we can't. There's a God in heaven that we can pray to, that we can seek. Here, let me tell you. Don't just listen to me. Let me read it to you. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. He's writing these things so we don't sin. So
Right.
We sin not. He doesn't want us to sin.
Right.
Right? We would think, okay, if I have to sin not, and it's up to me, and I know I'm full of sin, I know the very next move I make, I'm going to sin. What? How am I going to sin not? How do I sin not? Well, guess what? Read it. Keep read on. And if any man sin, which we're any man, we're going to sin. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous.
Amen.
I'm not trying to make light of anything, but some places don't have the best customer service in the world. You try to call them. I try to call CVS. You might as well try to get a hold of the Pentagon. I'm telling you what, when we need Jesus, which we all the time need Jesus, but when we want to thank God, when we need God, when we don't know what to say, when we're in a spot, and we know we can't fix it, because how many times have you found yourself in that spot? Where you know you needed it. Where you know there's nothing I can do. I'm looking at the wrong end of something. It's staring me right in my face, and I can't go this way and I can't go that way. I got nowhere else left to go. And doesn't the Lord bring us there too? Isn't it great we have a good Lord in heaven?
Amen.
That not just in those times when we're in trouble, but in those times when things aren't going well, when the news isn't going well, when the money ain't coming in, when there's a famine in the land, when things are hard, when things are tough, when things are lean, when there's situations outside of your control, and it's hard to let those things go because we're so... Our world teaches us, have pride, believe in yourself, do you? You can do it. No, you can't. You can't do it. You're not strong enough to do it. I don't mean that. You're trying real hard. You're trying real hard. You're trying to lift weight you can't lift. God in heaven can do that, does that for us. He removes those. He takes those burdens off us. He makes our way straight. He knows your path. He knows his children by name. And the children of God, thank the Lord, ain't just what's in here. Because boy, we'd be in a bad shape if we was the only people going to heaven, wouldn't we?
Would be.
I don't think heaven's that way. I think heaven's full, more innumerable than the stars in the sky and the sands in the seashore.
Amen.
And if you can count the dust of the ground, then you can count the number of people who's going to be there. You ever tried to count the dust? I can't count a flock of birds. I would have liked to have known how many was in that flock. I watched them all take off on design. So I could have told you about that and how to try to do that with a bunch of people. Creation itself shows us we have a powerful enough God to do anything.
Amen.
Correct. We are inexcusable.
Right. Without excuse.
Without excuse, the creation of God itself shows us. You can tell me everything you want to tell me. Scientists can tell me. I can watch every nature show in the world. And the answer at the end of the day is, you know what? God made it. I love watching about it. I'm not saying that to be apathetic towards nature. I'm not saying that to be apathetic towards science. I'm simply saying that science is the study of God's creation.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's his design.
Right.
Why does this do that? Because God made it. Go ahead, let him tell you about it.
Yeah.
Get on in there a little bit. He'll set something up over here. Does this every... So, speed of light. The light that's here on the earth left the sun 10 minutes ago. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it is.
God did that. Designed it. It's been in... When's the last appliance you got still running? You buy a refrigerator from 95, I bet it don't work today. That sun, I don't know how old it is, but it's older than 95. I bet you that. That's a couple, somewhere around the billions and trillions of years old. And I tell you this, it'll stand until the good Lord comes home and shuts it down.
Yeah.
It won't go a place. It's never going to crash into the earth that we got to worry about it.
Yeah.
It's going to be there. It's going to come up. It's going to run its course. It's going to go down because the Word of God says so. Back to Ephesians, and then I'm going to get out the way.
When you're done, we're done.
I understand. And hath raised, verse 6, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We are sitting together in a heavenly place in Christ Jesus today, right here, right now.
Amen.
This heavenly place has been designed for us on this earth that we can come into and come in here. And when them doors come in here and I sit down and I'm with people that are just like me, that are sinners like me, I don't come in here to come be with people who got it all together. I don't come into these church doors to be with somebody who's got it all figured out. Those aren't my people. My people got problems. My people got challenges. Not my people, God's people. But God's given us a place here where we can come together and go, you're not alone. You are not by yourself. You're not the only one going through things. You want to get better? I got the cure. Not I got it. God's got it. The word's right here. It's right here. that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved, through faith, that not of yourselves. Faith, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Substance means, why do I believe? I have to have something to stand on, to lean on. What is my substance? Faith is my substance of the things that I hope for. Hope for spiritually means to know. To confidently expect is a hope. The evidence of things not seen. The things that are not seen are spiritual. The things that we can see on this earth are just that, of this earth. They're temporal. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God. You can't just get faith.
No.
You can't just go down and pick it up. You can't just, you don't just wake up with it. Faith is a gift. Faith is a gift, though, but thankful to be alive. To be able to receive gifts, that shows a sign of life. If you have faith, if there's any faith that's given to you, if there's something that's been put on your heart that says, I want whatever that is he's talking about, I want to be in it. I want to be a part of it. I want to know the Lord. If there's any of that that is hitting you, that means you are alive. He has made you alive. If he's made you alive, that means he loves you.
Amen.
And if he loves you, that means he's forgiven your sins for you. The ones you've done, the ones you're going to do, all of them. Every single one. Every sin you commit, he's going to take care of. He's already taken care of. He took care of it on the cross. He died for all of our sins. And because he's done that, and because we owe him everything, we should give him everything he's asking of. And he tells us what to do right here in his word. We have so much to be thankful for. There's a great God in heaven. And Jesus sits on his right hand making intercession for us. And he'll take care of us. I appreciate y'all listening to me and putting up with my loud voice. It's a big church and it's got a lot of ceilings. And I have never needed too much help. But I appreciate it. Pray for me. God bless you.
Bless your heart, son. It did go well. It did go well.
Oh, my poor thing. I love you too, son.
God bless you. I'm just going to read the 10th verse of that same chapter, the second chapter of Ephesians, verse 10. The first 9 verses is laid out the fact that our salvation is in the Lord Jesus Christ and all that he's done for us, just like we've heard. It's not of works, lest any man should boast, verse 9 tells us. And verse 10 says, for we are his workmanship. That means just as he created the heavens and the earth, he made us. He created us. We're new creatures in Christ. We're created in Christ Jesus, and he created us unto good works. So the works do not cause you to be his, but the works are there because you are his. Mm-hmm. And he's created us unto those good works. That's what we want to be about.
Right.
We want to be what the Lord would have us to be for his honor and his praise and glory. But we are his workmanship. He's the one who's worked us, who's made us. We're created in Christ Jesus, and it's unto good works which God hath before ordained, that is, God hath before prepared that we should walk in them. And that's what we do when we come to church. That's what we do when we study our Bibles. That's what we do when we try to live our lives in a way to please and honor God. It's not to get us accepted with the Lord. It's to find the peace and the joy and the rest of what the Lord has given us in that he's made us accepted in Jesus.
Amen.
What Jesus did for us secures our home in heaven. And what Jesus did for us is what makes us different in this world. And we are to work out what he has worked in. And we do that to the glory and the honor and the praise. I've enjoyed what we've heard this afternoon. I hope it's been of some benefit to you and a blessing to you. I'm not going to take any more time. Do we have a hymn?
422.
Think of Brother Frazier when I have this stand here.
I thought about that.
Do you have a hymn, Sister Bobby Joe, that you wanted to call, or what you got, Jack?
I have 422.
Did you have one in particular? Hymn to, okay. 422. Won't it be wonderful there? If it's convenient for you to stand, feel free to do that. We publish the open door of the church, whether it be with this church, any sister churches represented. If there's anyone who has a desire to unite, follow their Lord in baptism, we give you that opportunity to let your feelings be made known as we sing together. 422. When with the Savior we enter the glory land, won't it be wonderful there? Ended the troubles and cares of the story land, won't it be wonderful there?
Singing with our best.